The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ernest Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow. What a day it is again. This is your regular host, Pastor Ernest Osiri of the Touch Lighters Church. This is a Light Encounter Radio Series. And today, I want you to understand that I'm coming to you today as a prophet of God. I'm about to release words that will change your life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. We ask, O Lord, that your spirit will breathe upon your word, O God. See to it, O Lord, that we'll never leave here the same. We thank you for hearing and we'll return our praise to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Today, I will want you to flow with me in the spirit because things are going to change in your life. They are going to be happening in a very practical dimension. Practical dimension. Jesus speaking to us, he said that the light shines in darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend it at all. I'm excited today because today there's going to be a flow of the Spirit of God in your life. Things are going to turn around by the entrance of God's word. Things are going to change in your life by the reason of the incoming of God's word. Genesis chapter 1. And verse 3, and the Bible says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. I'm not going to be telling you about the theology of light, but I'm going to be telling the effect of light, what is about to happen to you right now. Wherever you are listening to me, something is about to happen to you. The light of God is about to permeate into your life in a very practical dimension. I sense today is going to be a day that God will break up chains in your life. I sense today that today is going to be a day that God Almighty is going to cause promotion to come your way by the entrance of the word. I sense that today is a day that God Himself is going to allow the Spirit of God to walk in your life. And so just be ready and flow with me. And Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Prior to this, we were told that there was darkness all over the world. There was chaos all over. Nothing was happening at all. Everything was in shambles. And God came, looked at the situation. Just as God is looking at your situation right now, and God was not impressed with what he saw. And God also is not impressed with what you're going through. The Bible said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said that the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ has come that we may have life and have it in abundance. God was not impressed with what he saw because there was chaos all over. And God knew that something was lacking in the world that was then. And the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. I came today as a prophet of God to introduce the light of God in your life. Wherever you are as a student, I came with the light of God. Wherever you are as a businessman, I came with the light of God. I hope you're understanding me today. If you do, shout a big amen. Today, the light of God is coming your way. Today, there's going to be an entrance of God's word in your life. Whatever thing that be the activities of the devil, the chokings of the devil, the limitations of the devil, the power of the devil, in any dimension in your life, God is about this day and today and right now to bring a stop to it. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That is the same thing I'm releasing upon you now. The Spirit of God is upon me, and I'm bringing you into that dimension of liberty, that dimension of freedom, that dimension of promotion, that dimension where God is setting you free. He's setting you free from the captivity of the devil. He's setting you free from the embarrassment of the devil. He's setting you free from everything that the devil has hooked up around you. The Bible said that the yoke shall be broken by the reason of the anointing. That same anointing is in the house today. That same anointing is in my mouth. That same anointing is in the word of God. God's word is bringing liberation to you. God's word is bringing freedom to you. God's word is bringing total liberation to you right now. In your academics, liberation is coming. In your family, liberation is coming. In your finance, liberation is coming. In your family, in your health, liberation is coming. I sense God come with the light of God right there in your sitting room, right there in your bedroom, right there in the kitchen where you are cooking as a woman. Right there you are. The light of God is coming to you right now, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Wow, what a joy to understand that there is nothing God cannot do. There is nothing the power of God cannot do. There is nothing that the Spirit of God cannot do. You have cried enough. The confusion has been there for a long time, but I came with a word from the Lord. Let there be light, and there's going to be light in your life. There's going to be light in your business. There's going to be light in your marriage. There's going to be light in your health. There's going to be light in your finances. There's going to be light in your relationship. Maybe somebody has jilted you. Cry ye no more, because the light of God has come. The Bible says in His light we have our light. The light of God is a bigger light. It's coming into your life right now. It's turning your life around. It's turning your situation around. It's turning everything about you around. This is the confidence that I have, that God has sent us here today for your sake. He has seen your situation. He has seen your predicament. And God is about to set you free right now. I thought somebody can shout a big amen. Right there you are. The power of God is already working in you. Right there you are. The Spirit of God is already enveloping you. He's breaking you from the chains and the powers of the devil. He's breaking you from the shame. He's breaking you from the reproach. He's breaking you from the lack. This is part of the things that the light of God does in a man's life, and that is exactly what we have come to let you know, that today is your day of liberty. Today is your day of freedom. Today is a day when that limitation in your life will be broken away. I sense God here. I sense God in your room. I sense God in your kitchen. I sense God in the sitting room. I sense God in the car, wherever you are listening to us. And right away I sense God coming to you. I sense the angels of God around you with the light of God to liberate you from the power and from the shackles of the enemy. I am enlightened today because I know that God is working in you. Rise up wherever you are. Are you sick? It's time to rise up. Are you downcast? It's time to wear up the strength of God. What is there that has put you bound? What is there that has limited your life? The word of God is coming to you right now. It's coming in power. It's coming in strength. It's coming in the glory of the Lord. You can't be the same again. Jump up wherever you are. Begin to exercise yourself in the liberty of the Spirit. Begin to exercise yourself in the liberty of what God has done for you, and let there be light. This is the word that is coming to you. This is the word that is coming for your child. This is the word that is coming for your husband. This is the word that is coming for your wife. This is the word that is coming for your business. This is the word that is coming for your finances. This is the word that is coming for your health. Right there you are. The light of God is permeating your life. Right there you are. The light of God is permeating your life. When God said, let there be light, the Bible said, there was light. There was light. It was not contestable by the devil. It was not contestable by the demon. It was not contestable by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The same thing is happening happening to you today, what we are telling you today is happening right now. Something is hitting you. I see God break away chains. I see God lift you up. I see God put smiles on your face. I see God restore your relationship. I see your husband come back to you. I see your wife come back to you. I see your wee children being obedient to you. Why? Because the light of God is coming your way. Wherever you are, begin to rejoice. You can never be the same. Wherever you are, begin to rejoice. Something is happening in your life. Wherever you are, begin to rejoice. When God said, let there be light, darkness could not stand it, and no darkness can stand this world. It is the same God that sent us to you, and I know for sure that you can never be the same. It's time to rise. It's time to jump. It's time to jubilate. It's time to rejoice, because you can never be the same. The light of God is coming your way. It is a product of God's word. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every single word that proceeded from the mouth of God. I see fountains of God. I see doors opening. I see God break away chains. I see God lift you up. I see your business turn around. I see your spiritual life developing. I see your prayer life evolving. I see God raising you up as a spiritual giant. I see God raising you up as a business magnet. I see God raising you up as a good husband, as a good wife, by the instrumentality of God's word. Wherever you are today, God's word is coming. Wherever you are today, the light of God is on your way. The light of God is in your room. The light of God is in your shop. The light of God, I don't know where you're listening us from, but I know that something is already changing in your life. Wherever you are, begin to rejoice, because I know that the power of God has stepped into that situation. They say you can't make it, it's a lie. They say you can't advance, it's a lie. They have set a trap against your life. For I came as a servant of God, and I break every chains of the devil. Every chains of the devil upon your life, they are giving way right now. In the name of Jesus, your time has come. It's your liberty time. It's your freedom time. I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm going to be asking you to repeat after me. If you want to accept Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and personal Savior, something great will happen in your life right now. Lord Jesus, today I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Write my name in the book of life and cancel it in the book of death. Today I accept you, and forever I'll live with you and for you, in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. One more time, don't forget, this is the Light Encounters Radio Series, brought to you by the Touch Letters Church. One more time, I'd like you to know that God is on your side. Don't forget the address: 4 Upper Presidential Road, adjacent Fontana Police Station, almost opposite UBA Bank, just around Agri Bank and between Agri Bank and Wayek Bus Stop. Find us there on Wednesday 5:30, and find us there on Sunday 7:30 in the morning. You will never regret being there. Shalom. It's a glorious week for you. I see God's light go with you, in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here before you, God. Standing here.